Thank you for joining me today, however you listen, coast to coast on the radio and all around the world on the God Is podcast. And I hope that you enjoyed the holiday yesterday as Americans pause to honor our independence. Here on God Is, we have many listeners who are not Americans. So let me just say to you, the 4th of July is a significant date in our history. It's the day in which we observe independence from Great Britain, now a friend, but once an enemy. On July 2nd, 1776, the Continental Congress voted in favor of independence, and 2 days later, delegates from the 13 colonies adopted the Declaration of Independence, a historic document drafted by Thomas Jefferson. From 1776 until today, July the 4th marks the day when we celebrate this independence, as we did yesterday. Indeed, we are blessed to live in the land of the free and the home of the brave, as our anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner, states. And to my fellow Americans, I hope you enjoyed the holiday. But we who are Christians, we know that this world is not our home, and we have a King from whom we are not independent. Jesus is our King. He is the King of Kings, the President of Presidents, if you will. And on Him we are totally dependent. And so with our time that we have together at the end of this week, I want to introduce you to a psalm of dependence. I'll speak with you today about a psalm of dependence on God. It is Psalm 62. You can turn to it if you have your Bible there with you. One of the struggles the American Christian has is that we have a fierce independence streak in us. Independence runs in our veins. But in Christ, we are not independent, but rather very dependent on Him. And this is where our culture clashes with what it means to be Christian. Christ slams into the culture. While I see nothing wrong with being patriotic, in fact, I am very patriotic myself. I must always remember and be reminded that I belong to a heavenly kingdom, and my true identity is as a citizen of heaven, and I serve under the King of the universe, Jesus Christ. And so I always want to elevate my identity as Christ's over my identity as a citizen of the United States. So turn with me if you can, or give ear now to Psalm chapter 62. I do not have time to read all 12 verses, so I'll pick up the reading at verse 5. And I will read verses 5 through 8. This is Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8. My soul, wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be shaken. On God my salvation and my glory rest. The rock of my strength, my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. This is a psalm of dependence. I would like you to pay attention to 5 insights. First, I want to make sure you understand a little about the context. King David wrote this psalm, possibly as he faced treason from Absalom's rebellion that we read about in 2 Samuel chapters 15 through 18. That's 2 Samuel chapters 15 through 18. Absalom is the son of David when he attempts to usurp the king's throne. It may be out of this that Psalm 62 was written. Whatever the case may be, David expresses that he is facing strong opposition and adversity. One does not write like this when all is well. King David is here crying out to the living God. And maybe you have felt or feel this day like David does. Please do take comfort in these verses, my friend. My second insight is that you notice with me the word only in verse 5. Only. David writes, my soul, wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from Him. I call this the exclusive dependency of David on God. The exclusive dependency of David on God. The word only reflects the exclusive dependency of David on God. He restricts his soul to look to God only for his hope. Exclusive. There's only one God, and the psalmist will look to this one God only. What about you? Do you look to the one true and living God only? Are you totally dependent on Him? Or do you have another source, or perhaps multiple other sources of hope? Perhaps these are kind of backup plans if God fails you? Or maybe these are idols that you have used to replace God as your source of hope. King David actually speaks to his own soul here and tells it to wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from him. David commands his soul to settle down and wait and to do so quietly in silence. Why? Because he recognizes the Lord is the one who will give him genuine, real, and lasting hope. How is your soul today? Is there a disquiet in you? If so, I submit to you that it's very likely you are not looking exclusively to God to be your hope and to fill your life with hope. And my, how we need hope at this hour, don't we all? Contemplate this verse. It's verse 5 of Psalm 62, and emphasize the word only when you do. And now let's come to my third insight of Psalm chapter 62, verses 5 through 8. Notice in verse 6 that David writes, "He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be shaken." There is that word only again. Who is David's rock and salvation? Only God is. Well, let me ask you, who's your salvation this day? The Bible says salvation is found in no one or no thing other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12 says of Jesus, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved." That is Acts 4 verse 12. That means we are totally dependent on God for our salvation from sin. Oh yes, this is a psalm of dependence. If you want to live independently from God, then you will not be saved from sin. You will remain a sinner. Apart from Jesus, there is no freedom from sin, and sin is our number one problem. When we put our faith alone in Christ alone, David describes it as, "He only is my rock and my salvation," then we will also not be shaken. But if we go it alone, if that fierce, independent streak rages within us again, then we will be condemned in the judgment of holy and perfect God on our unholy and very imperfect lives. So will you, or do you, depend on God today for your salvation? Or do you depend on yourself and your own good works? I invite you to think soberly about this on the weekend. This is God Is, and we are in Psalm 62, and I'm giving you 5 insights into verses 5 through 8, and we come now to insight number 4. Listen again to verse 8. Look at it with me if you have your Bible there. "Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." Focus for now on the opening phrase in verse 8. "Trust in him at all times, O people." This obviously speaks once again to the dependency we have on God alone. Trust. Do you trust God today? You say, "Oh yes, Mark, I sure do. Let me write to you and give you my testimony, my story of how I came to trust in the Lord." Well, great. I hope you will do just that. I love reading people's testimonies. Please, do write to me with your testimony. I'd love to receive it, and I promise to read it. But notice the words of David that follow "trust in God." These are the words "at all times." Trust certainly speaks to dependency. If I trust in God, then I do not trust in myself. I do not trust in others. I do not trust in something else. And then I do so at all times. Well, this is being dependent on the Lord, isn't it? And yes, there are times when it is much easier to trust him than at other times, right? I like being honest here. There are. Some might say it is easy to trust the Lord when times are good. But for me personally, that is not true. For me, when times are tough, when I am afraid, I go immediately to the Lord and my trust increases. But in my life, when times are good, when I am cruising along, having little difficulty, a week, a month, longer, then my trust in myself and others, trust in my circumstances increases, and my trust in God actually decreases. It is easier for me to trust the Lord when times are bad. But David invites us in Psalm 62 to trust in God at all times. I love how he puts it, oh people. This is a message for us today. He writes, pour out your heart before God. Oh yes, let's do this. Let us, you and me, today and tonight, pray to God and pour out what is in our hearts to Him, in whom we trust at all times. Let's acknowledge our dependency on Him this July 5th, 2019. We have had our Independence Day, but let's make certain every day is our Dependency Day in God. And my final insight, my fifth, now into Psalm 62, this psalm of dependence, is found in verse 8. God is a refuge for us. When we depend totally on God, indeed we will experience what King David once did. God is a refuge for us. This may seem unbelievable to you today if you are not yet a Christ follower, or you claim to be, but there is a long distance between you and God at the moment. You wonder, how can God be a refuge when He is way, way up there and so far away, and we are all the way down here? Here is the answer. God is a refuge for us by the strength of the Holy Spirit who lives within every true believer in Christ, such that by our dependence on the Spirit, we feel like we're in a safe refuge. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. Proverbs 18, verse 10. When we depend on God, we are safe. If you want to live safely, go to God. We depend on God. These are my five insights into these four verses in Psalm 62. I submit this to you as a psalm of dependence, a psalm of dependence. As Americans, we are independent of foreign rule. But as Christians, which is far more important, we are dependent on God alone. Join me again on Monday, for God is...